guys, something I want to talk about today. 99 days ago, I debuted The Right Side of Disabilities, and I did that because of the turnover, right, the election of President Joe Biden. And I had made a very powerful statement back then, 99 days ago, where I had said, I promise you, I absolutely promise you, that you are not going to see any progress or any movement within the disability community on behalf of the current administration, or 99 days ago, the new administration. Now, the problem is this. I had made this promise because I knew that I was right. If we go back 85 years, this is not, by the way, this might be, you know, tongue-in-cheek, the right side of disabilities, and because we are very upset with the Democratic administration in terms of civil rights for disabled people and disabilities in general. I want you to understand that I am only going to speak facts. You know, I might be biased because of my beliefs, but they are not opinions. Am I going to spew a fact tonight, but I invite and I dare anybody who might be what you'd consider an independent fact checker to go ahead and challenge what I'm about to tell you. Sorry, the news is going to be bad. For the past 85, let's see, I'm going to go back to 1938, so that's 83 years, but I'm going to say 85. The Democratic Party specifically, not the Republican Party. Fact checkers, man, break out the notebooks, all right? Get your pen handy. For the past 85 years, the Democratic Party has done absolutely nothing for disabled America. In fact, I will go as far as to say that they purposely and single-handedly ensure the oppression and the restrictions and the removal of civil rights for disabled Americans. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight, on the 99th day of Joe Biden's presidency, we have proven that once again. I'm sorry, there was no change coming. All that change that you were promised, it's not coming. I told you it wasn't coming 99 days ago, and it's not coming anytime soon. I'm sorry, it's not. I'm going to show you why. Joe Biden's own words. Okay? We are going to play Joe Biden's own words, and then we are going to discuss why I'm right. And what I'm stating to you is a fact. The only way I can get it through to you is by playing his words. So I do hope you're ready. Let's listen in to what Joe Biden has to say tonight on his 99th day as President of the United States. And let's discuss, lower this background music a little bit. Let's discuss why. All right, you ready?
And by the way, while you're thinking about sending things to my desk, let's raise the minimum wage to $15. No one working 40 hours a week, should live below the poverty line. We need to ensure greater equity and opportunity for women. And while we're doing this, let's get the Paycheck Fairness Act to my desk as well. Equal pay. It's been much too long. And if you wonder whether it's too long, look behind me.
It's been much too long. And if you're wondering if it's been too long, just look behind you. As the camera panned to a whole bunch of Sorry to say it, senior citizens who don't give a flying fuck about disabled Americans. So we're going to cover two things with his own words. He said, while we're at it, let's raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Now we know that even the Democrats disagree with that, right? That's why he's having trouble. That's why he's begging Congress to pass that. But there's something else that you missed. You didn't catch it, right? If you're not disabled, I promise you that you didn't catch it. And I bet you, if you are disabled, you probably didn't catch it. But it's there. He said, bring the Paycheck Fairness Act to my desk. It's been far too long. Right? He wants to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, and he wants the H.R. 7 of the 117th Congress, right now, sponsored by Representative Rosa DeLauro, a woman, to bring the Paycheck Fairness Act to his desk. Let's discuss what the paycheck. I'm not even going to go into it too long, because the answer, everything that you need to know right here. H.R. 7 is to amend the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938 to provide more effective remedies to victims of discrimination in the payment of wages on the basis of sex and for other purposes. I'm going to give you the spoiler alert. For other purposes is teenagers. It's in the act. Fact checkers, get your pen. Come tell me I'm wrong, because I read it to you directly. They're going to amend the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938 to provide more effective remedies to victims of discrimination in the payment of wages on the basis of sex and teenagers. Now, why do I say the things that I say? How can I be so naive? How can I be so short-minded? I got two things. I'm going to say this. You should know by now that disabled people do not have a minimum wage at all. So I'm going to say this with as much love and empathy as I could possibly muster up. And don't let me lie to you. I don't give a shit about any of you. When all people of color, I want all people of different religions, I want all people who are straight or a part of the LGBT community, I want all the Asians, and I want all the women, and I want all the immigrants, and I want all the DACA dreamers, and I want all of the regular, straight, white, CIS men to shut the fuck up for a moment and sit the fuck down. They said it in the Goonies. Down here, it's our time. This is our time now. Down here, it's our time. You all cry about a minimum wage. You can't live on $7.50 an hour. You can't expect people to live on $7.50 an hour. Right? All of those minorities that I just mentioned, lesbian, Asian females, you have a minimum wage. Must be fucking nice. And now, we're going to go ahead and update to amend the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938. Stop. Just stop. This is for women. But this is not for all women. You like that? You like how the Democratic Party wants to pass an act that is paycheck fairness for women, but not all women. Disabled women, you don't count. Black disabled women, you don't count. Heard that one before? Jewish disabled women, you don't count. Hey, lesbian disabled women, Not today. You don't count. No, no. Because you're disabled. You don't count. The Democratic Party specifically is going to take the time out the moment you heard Biden say, please do it. Pass this act. They can amend the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938, but they can't be bothered to add one simple word at all. They can't add the word handicapped. Why not? That's what I want somebody to come back and tell me. Answer that question. Why not? Why not? Why not? If you're going to take the time to amend the very act that states specifically disabled people do not count for minimum wage, and you're going to say on the basis of sex and for other purposes, which is teenagers, go ahead and read it, okay? Sex includes pregnancy, childbirth, or related condition, sexual orientation or gender identity, sex characteristics including intersex traits. Sexual orientation includes homosexuality, heterosexuality, and bisexuality. Gender identity means the gender-related identity, appearance, mannerisms, or other gender-related characteristics of an individual, regardless of the individual's designated sex at birth. That is the entire reason to amend Section 3 of the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938. Nobody wants to take the moment to add the word disabled or handicapped. Whatever word you like. It's not there. So when they pass this Fairness Act for Women, it will not include disabled women. It doesn't include disabled men. So why the hell should the women get an opportunity too? You are being overlooked right here. It's H.R. 7 of the 117th Congress. Representative Rosa DeLauro. She introduced it in January. Biden is asking for it to be brought up to his desk now. It's not for all women. It's for black women. It's for lesbian women. It's for homosexual, bisexual, transgendered women. It is not for disabled women. And I got bad news for you. Okay? You can be gender, any gender-related identity you want to be. And you think that you're covered by this act. But if you're disabled, you're not. Your sexual orientation could be gay, straight, bisexual, polyamorous, I don't know. Make up a word. If you're disabled, you don't count. You can be anything you want to be. As long as you're not disabled. This is the Democratic Party. This is not a Republican-led act. They literally go through. They literally go through all of the amendment of 1938 to strike out words and replace words, all centered around sex. They can't do this for disabled people. Disabled people, you still live in a time in 2021 where you are, where an employer is allowed to hire you for 47 cents an hour by law. African Americans call that slavery. Women today call that a glass ceiling. But for disabled people, you don't even have a floor. Where's your ceiling? You can't even have a floor. So all of you people, and I'm talking to you for a moment, with your minimum wage, you want it to be $15 an hour? Disabled people don't give a shit if it's $35 an hour, because it's not for us. It will never be for us. In 2021, the Democratic Party your president, Joseph Biden, looked at you and he does that shit, right? I'm looking at the camera. I want to talk to you, the American. I want to speak directly to you when I tell you that we're once again forgetting about disabled people. Only a law in 2021, by the way. If you're disabled and you're on Medicare, you are not allowed to marry who you want. Can you name any other minority class that's not allowed to marry whoever they want? The LGBT community won that. Black people, you're allowed to marry other black people. You're allowed to marry white people. You're allowed to marry whoever you want. You have that civil right. Jewish people, if you're on Medicare, you're allowed to go buy a car. Do you know that disabled people on Medicare are not allowed to own a $3,000 car? Come on, fact checkers. Waiting for you. Waiting for you. Go prove me wrong, fact checkers. Could you imagine a law that said homosexual, Jewish, Asian women are not allowed to own a vehicle worth more than $3,000? What would happen? And then what would happen if your president, Joseph Biden, looked on the screen and said, I want everybody to own a car worth $5,000. Except for you, black women, you're not allowed. What would happen? I don't think I have to tell you what would happen. You as a listener to this show, you're not stupid. You know what would happen. But this happened today. The 99th day of Joseph Biden's presidency. He begged for the Paycheck Fairness Act to be passed. They could not take the time out to edit 1, 2, 3 and put 4 in parentheses and say by disability. It's 2 words. By disability. They couldn't do that. So not only this will pass, right? Because everything that the Democrats want are going to pass. Women will get their Paycheck Fairness Act. Regardless of what you believe, they will get it. But it will not be for disabled women. What if disabled women even realize that? You don't count. You don't count. Disabled women who voted for Joseph Biden, you were just told, you don't count. You stick with your job at Goodwill at 48 cents an hour. And if you do real good, NASA gives you an Amazon gift card. It's fucking ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. It's slavery today. Because you push a wheelchair. Or you're autistic. Or you have Down syndrome. Hey, all you invisible disability people. How cool are you now? Huh? Got that irritable bowel syndrome? You got a bad fucking kneecap? You want to be disabled? Because you women, you ain't getting this law. You don't deserve a minimum wage. That's what you're being told. That's what you've been told since 1938. And in 2021, that law is not going to change. Keep your job at Goodwill for 47 cents an hour. You say, thank you. May I have another? And then you take your Medicare. And you're getting your 1994 Honda Civic, because that's all you're allowed to own, in your Section 8 apartment. Don't live with your boyfriend, because you'll lose your health insurance. Man, if anything, disabled women have it worse than disabled men. And you were told that today by Joseph R. Biden. Pass that Paycheck Fairness Act for all women. Well, not all women. Not the disabled women, just the perfectly good able-bodied women. It's not going to happen, guys. You voted for this, and you have been reminded that you're a slave.